Green screen behind me. Now, you've already missed... how many minutes have you missed? You've already missed 20 minutes from the live stream. But this is the podcast proper for those of you who want all of Jesse, the all-loving, all-caring Maha Jesse, in 10 minutes or less. And I get to the point, too. I promise to get to the point. Now, I'm still working on media stuff, and I'm testing stuff. So we're kind of here in beta. This is beta. And I'm getting a new studio soon, and I'm getting serious. You know, for a long time, I just wouldn't do videos because I've got this compulsive need to do a good job with everything that I do. Speaking of that, this week it came up multiple times. See, as I've been getting jesse.coffee and jesse.church and jesse.house ready and prepped with the Patreon account and offering people exclusive participation in discussions and streams and in-house kind of semi, what do they call it, reality TV type stuff, you know, inside, you know, bloopers and that sort of thing. As I'm getting all this set up, I'm going through multiple social media sources. I'm dealing with new social media accounts. I'm dealing with, like I create a new account, like 10 people like or subscribe or whatever it is within a few, you know, hours. And this, there's this trend that's come up, and I don't know how many people I've dealt with this week. Could have been 3-4 dealing with social media marketing. Now, I've found, I got to thinking, I was like, well, I don't like it when people create a social media. I don't think anybody who uses social media, not someone who has it, someone who uses it. They use whatever, Facebook, Instagram, Line, WeChat, WhatsApp. They use it to talk to their friends. They use it to see what their friends are up to and to show their friends what they're up to. The mission of social media, the basic idea, people using it for why it was created. I don't think anyone that uses it likes people creating brands and those brands pretending to be a friend in order to make new friends. I don't think anybody likes that. I never have. I remember back in the 20-aughts when Twitter was new, even through 2011. And people on Twitter would share ideas. They'd connect with existing friends. They'd make new ones based on their common interests. And they'd share little ideas. And they loved on each other back and forth. It was really a fun thing. And then business discovered it. And I haven't had many interactions at all on Twitter that I think are real. When I was first starting to do tweet stuff, I was a little bit shy with my podcast and my media stuff because I just want to have good camera stuff. I want to have good microphones. I just couldn't do stuff with bad quality. I just couldn't do it. I watched the movie Asteroid. And my tech friend watched it with me. We survived. During that time, I was watching Twitter and I was enjoying stuff, but I wasn't saying much. When I finally started saying things on Twitter, goodness, the people that like or retweet my tweets or whatever, they're businesses, they're brands, they're I'm so-and-so selling such-and-such. And I don't feel that any of the interaction is real. And I saw that as a downfall. It's like the reason that marketing on social media, on Twitter, whatever, the reason it's useful is because you have real people there doing real things. You know, I kind of liked the Onion, you know, the fake news, faux news it's called, the Onion thing about it. They did these fake TED Talks. It was like a spinoff of TED Talks. I forgot what they were called. It was Talks or whatever. And they did this social media bot thing where we're going to take your social media and we're going to, you know, make people like your page or whatever. And we're going to charge you $1,000 for something a 13-year-old could have done free. And eventually the internet will be completely replaced by humans and it will just be robots following each other. And that's kind of how people feel. Well, I deal with, I get social media because I use it. I understand it. I throw in some elbows and punches. It makes sense to me. And the more ads and commercializing go into that, it's like taxing. It is taxing in the non-financial sense, in the emotional sense. It exhausts people. It makes people tired. People don't like junk mail. It's called junk for a reason. Email, it's spam. And creating a social media account as a brand, it's great. You got a brand. People want to connect with your brand and know what's going on. But creating it in order to, so that, to try to get, to make other people, to get them to, for trying to accomplish to the end of getting to, so that I can make in order to, thus, therefore, and go, it's just annoying. And it's in some ways, it's tempting for me to, you know, get a brand and try to go like people, to try to get attention. No, look at me, I'm the attention getter. Like that's kind of tempting for about half a second. And then I imagine myself right away, because when I consider doing something, I run around in my mind about what it's going to look like from the other side. I imagine myself half a second later logging in and seeing myself doing that to me as someone else. And I go, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. So I've had a number of people, this has been coming up this week. I started Minds.com and someone was liking every single thing that I posted. I'm like, well, that's great. This person really likes me. And then I find out this person has like right on the, I believe in mutual stuff. And if you give it, you should get it back, and giving and receiving. And what this lady does is all she does is shout out to other people. People who like her back, she shouts out to them, and it becomes a mutual admiration society. Well, I like that lady. She's got some nice stuff, but let's all like each other. I mean, a social media profile where all you do is like other people who like you back? What? There's no content. So I decided that I wouldn't. And I did a little bit of searching and I thought about it and I said, you know, I think that's actually illegal. Like in their bylaws, not according to government law, but in the bylaws. Social media, you could get banned for doing that to people. You know, I think I should get to the point. Everyone everywhere has been told and has learned that hard work pays off. So take the road with the hardest work. Choose a path. You know what? This is I have to edit this. I've got a deep point. This is you just had a live moment on the podcast. And how do you feel about that? Everyone everywhere has been told and has learned that hard work pays off. So take the road with the hardest work. Choose the paths that pay. Shortcuts can be useful in developing areas, but neither as permanent routes nor long-term strategies. Cutting the soap consumption, reducing towel waste by 10%, downsizing 2% of the labor force, and buying up brands that only the selling founders understand might improve figures for the month or even the quarter, but they are no framework for an ongoing strategy. As with art, bodybuilding, and innovation, the champion's secret ingredient is elbow grease. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.